Being Peace. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Being peace. We live in a very busy world. We live in a very, very busy world with television, with the news reports, with all of the activities that are going on, with all of the things that we are doing, and we are living in a very busy world. Our families keep us busy, our work keeps us busy, our relationships keep us busy, and we are always busy. How can we be peace? How can we know how to be peace? We want to walk into the way of peace and walk into the way of quietness and walk in the way of gentleness and unconditional love. And all about us, we are knowing confusion. And the confusion may have been our own creation, and it may have been someone else's creation, but it is always our responsibility because it's our world. And so we're living in a world that tells us there's confusion and there's a lack of peace. And the only way for us to live a happy, peaceful, successful life is to be peace. How do we train ourselves to be peace amid the confusion that goes on? We watched a very interesting adventure of Star Trek One the other night, and it showed the Commander Kirk, Captain Kirk, and his crew on a planet, and they were on this planet, and as they were discussing, Spock says, "There's no possibility that the past can be changed. There's no possibility the past can be changed." And so here they were at OK Corral, and they were going to be put to death by a force that felt that they were doing some things that were not correct. And so one thing went out of sync, and it came to the attention of the space crew that if anything was out of sync, then it was all an illusion. But it was an illusion of whatever they believed it was. And so one of their crew was shot, and he was not supposed to be shot. According to history and according to legend, this person was not supposed to be shot. And so they said, if that can be changed, then it can be changed because all is an illusion and it's working in an area of illusion. Now, how do you work with the illusion? Well, they said to themselves, the way we work with illusion is to realize that though they are going to shoot us with guns, with bullets, we are untouched. We are untouched by this because the bullets are not real. They told themselves that the bullets were not real. And they held the gun and the bullets in their hand. They knew they were quite present. But they were an illusion. They were an illusion that they were going to change because they realized that you can change the past, and you can change the future, and you can change the present. All is in a constant state of change. All is in a constant state. And the past can be changed, and the future can be changed, and the present can be changed. So they worked on it. Now, true, it's a fiction story, and true, it's a rather dramatic metaphysical, psychological fiction story, but nonetheless, it is very true. We live in a virtual reality, and this virtual reality is constantly changing. It is not real. It is not something everlasting. It is not something that remains the same all the time. And so when we want to enter into an attitude or a state or a condition of peace, then it's up to us to enter into that attitude of peace as a virtual illusion idea. We enter into it and we say, all is in divine order, all is peace. And as we put that cause in motion for ourselves, we entertain peace as we had never imagined it before. And as we entertain this peace as we never imagined it before, we feel a sense of rightness about it. Now, in the space experience, in the Star Trek experience, Spock used his mind meld to get these men to realize that it was an illusion. But his mind meld was merely saying to them, this is an illusion. This is as an illusion. That's the mind meld, telling them what is really true. All is an illusion. You and I live in a world that's all illusion too. And in this world of all illusion, we create things that are not peaceful and we create things that are peaceful. And we create a past that might have all sorts of problems in it, and we create a future that has all sorts of problems in it, and then we settle down to peace. And we completely forget all about everything. We forget about the past, the future, the present, and we live in the instant now as a virtual reality, as what we have called it, we have named it, and we experience it. And how beautiful that is. When we can be master of ourselves, as we are supposed to be, when we can be totally in charge of ourselves, as we are supposed to be, we will find that the illusions of our life are whatever we allow them to be. And the illusions are constantly changing. We can have ourselves a success, and then another minute we are completely bankrupt. We can have ourselves as whole and perfect, and the next minute we're ill. We are living in this varied universe that we have created. It's a universe of virtual reality, not real, but just illusion. And illusion can be quite real. We can die from illusion because we have the illusion of illness and we think it's real. And yet we can change our attitude about it. We can change our condition about it. We can be healed from it by medical machinations and so forth. But was the illness real? Was the death real? Was anything real? No, they're all illusion. So we can live with immortality, as we like to think we can. We can live in wholeness, as we like to think we can live at peace, at constant, eternal, wonderful peace, if this is what we choose to do. But it's up to us. It's up to us. And it's not an easy task. It's not an easy task. With all of my friends, I always am challenging them, and I'm always encouraging them to do something better, because they are the best. And what they do does not depend on me. What they do depends on themselves alone. What they do depends on what they say about themselves and how they believe in themselves and what they call themselves. And they determine their lives by the virtual reality that they list for themselves. And I do the same thing. But I like to live in my unconditional love, where I unconditionally love everyone. I unconditionally see everyone as their divine fulfilled self. I unconditionally recognize the world that I am in as being my creation. And all the goodness that's there is my creation, and all the ungoodness is my creation. But it's just a matter of what it is I put my virtual reality upon. And today I put my virtual reality upon the idea that all is in divine order all is good, all is beautiful, and the bullets are not real. And they're not real. And the danger is not real, and it's not real. The unhappiness is not real, and it's not real. Poverty is not real, and it is not real. I live in my virtual reality world, my real world of what for me is real. But constant changing, constantly being aware of who I really am and what I really want out of my universe. And what I want out of my universe from my unconditionally loving self and heart is peace. And I claim that peace for myself today. And I know that all is in divine order, and all is peace, and all is good right now. And it is done. And it is wonderfully done. And I am very, very happy about it. Claim this for you today. Let all the past be gone. Let all the illusions be gone. And create the illusion of wholeness and purity and strength and love and wisdom. And unconditional love for all yourself and all your creation. And do it now, because now is the only time there is. Delight in it with me, for I delight in it with you. And know with me that I love you. I love you. I love you. Unconditionally, eternally, now.